Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
You're listening to a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. If you want to listen to us in real time, you can stream our show live weekdays at 9 and 11 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Good to see you. How are you? Five for five. What have you got?
I've got Casual, which I've talked about before. It's a Hulu TV comedy about an adult brother and sister who are just emotionally stunted, and it's very funny. But what I really liked, they had a final season that's set in the near future, and they integrate slightly forward technology into the storyline, so it's almost sci-fi.
Like what? Give me an example.
Like they have a OVA, it's like an Amazon Alexa, but it controls everything in your life, and it's woven into their relationships. They're always in self-driving cars going home, so there's no one in the front seat as they're going home from places.
Love the
it
idea
just makes
of that.
It especially lonely. And they also did this funny thing where they watched the final football game of all time because the National Football League was going out of business because of head injuries. You know, just little things like that. It was a clever and yet still emotionally resonant tool that they use.
Final season of Casual is one of your five. Okay.
Bad Blood by John Carreyrou. He's a Wall Street Journal reporter. It's about Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes and how she conned Silicon Valley into giving her millions and millions of dollars. I mean, Larry Ellison, these stars in the venture capital firmament in California.
Was this in the New York Times magazine last week?
Recently? It might have been reviewed, but he wrote it for the Wall Street Journal. He's the one who really started questioning, and it's a fascinating look at her. She's an amazing character, amazing human, really smart and also deceitful, and all the people that got hoodwinked from employees to investors. It is so much fun to read. Bad Blood. An article called Everything You Know About Obesity is Wrong. It's in the HuffPost Highline. It's by Michael Hobbs. And it has arresting photos of obese Americans. And then it's an indictment of how we treat people who are obese and how we go about helping people become healthy. And he argues that we are going to look back decades from now and think, what were we doing? Because he says there are people who are obese who are healthy. Okay. There are people who are thin who aren't. And we don't seem to be able to our biases against fat just guide so much of what our doctors do and what we do, and it's leading Americans astray.
So this really isn't about, we still don't understand the science of why people are obese. It's more about
we don't understand
assumptions that you make.
Yes. Okay. He says that one of the quotes was, we basically go by, if you're fat, lose some weight. If you're skinny, keep up the good work. And that is wrong.
The essence of what the culture says about that.
Yeah, it's a great article. Okay. So it's called Everything You Know About Obesity is Wrong.
I've just made a note to invite him to the show.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really, really great. Let's talk about Dennis Smith real quick.
Can we?
Yes, Central High School grad and is the youngest winner ever of the Forward Prize for Best Poetry. Their poetry is published on Gray Wolf Press, and you've had Dennis on, right?
He's a great interview. Great. I could talk to him, you know, for hours about all kinds of stuff, but we ended up actually talking about poetry for most of that hour.
And we've got a cut here because I want to hear from them. Let's listen.
I think anytime we're sort of whelmed with emotion, whether that be an emotion towards utopia and joy, or whether that be towards dystopia and fear and confusion, political angst, I think we always reach for poetry because it's something that can distill humanity down for us and make it feel really both palatable and otherworldly at the same time.
Yeah. It's always so delightful. I wasn't even aware of these awards when you find out some pal from your hometown has won some prestigious award and is getting attention.
I know.
It's really cool.
But their collection is on Grey Wolf, and it's called Don't Call Us Dead.
Okay.
And now finally, let's close with some beautiful music. The Tesla Quartet is a string quartet that graduated from Juilliard altogether in 2008. Their first album just came out, and they've got Haydn and Ravel and Stravinsky works on it. And what we're listening to right now is Ravel's string quartet in F major, the second movement, and it opens with pizzicato, and I just love pizzicato. I'm a total sucker for it. So Tesla Quartet, check out their new album.
Thank you, Steph. Steph Curtis is 5 for 5.
This was a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. To add your voice to our discussion, you can call in at 800-242-2828 or tweet Kerri at @KERRINPR. And if you miss us live, you'll find all of our shows by subscribing to this podcast. If you have questions, you can email us at talk@npr.org.